Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. First, the headlines. India strikes terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir under Operation Sindoor. Leaders cutting across party lines launch Operation Sindoor. Civil defense mock drills take place across country. Nagaland joins nationwide exercise. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's Gaganyaan mission reflects nation's growing aspirations in space technology. Now the news in detail. Indian armed forces carried out missile attacks late last night on 9 terror targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, 2 weeks after the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The military strikes were carried out under Operation Sindoor between 1.05 a.m. and 1.30 a.m. The Indian armed forces targeted terrorist infrastructure from where attacks were planned and directed against India. Briefing the media about Operation Sindoor, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the investigation into the Pahalgam terrorist attack has exposed the links of Pakistan with terrorists.
रेजिस्टेंस फ्रंट द्वारा किए गए दावे और लश्कर ए तैयबा से ज्ञात सोशल मीडिया हैंडल द्वारा इसको रीपोस्ट किया जाना इसकी पुष्टि करता है। चश्मदीद गवाहों और विभिन्न जांच एजेंसियों को उपलब्ध अन्य सूचनाओं के आधार पर हमलावरों की पहचान भी हुई है। हमारी इंटेलिजेंस ने इस टीम के योजनाकारों और उनके समर्थकों की जानकारी जुटाई है।
Giving details about the operation, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that 9 terror targets were completely destroyed in the operation.
इस कार्रवाई में 9 टेररिस्ट कैंप्स को टारगेट किया गया और पूरी तरह से इसे बर्बाद किया गया। पाकिस्तान में पिछले 3 दशकों से टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण हो रहा। इस रिक्त में रिक्रूटमेंट, इंडॉक्ट्रिनेशन सेंटर्स, ट्रेनिंग एरियाज और लॉन्च पैड शामिल थे, जो पाकिस्तान और पाक अधिकृत जम्मू कश्मीर POJK दोनों में फैले हैं।
She also gave detail about the terror camps destroyed in Pakistan. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Air Force informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to give justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
The targets were neutralized with clinical efficiency, and the results reiterate the professionalism of the Indian Armed Forces in the planning and execution of their operations. No military establishments were targeted. It must be said that the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to respond to Pakistani misadventures, if any, that will escalate this situation.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the Indian Armed Forces for successfully conducting Operation Sindoor. He was briefing the Union Cabinet in New Delhi for carrying out the operation. The Prime Minister also met President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon to brief her about Operation Sindoor. Meanwhile, the government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor, conducted by the Indian Armed Forces. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Dr. S. Jaishankar, J.P. Nadda, Ashwini Vaishnaw applauded the retaliatory action. Opposition leaders, including Congress's Rahul Gandhi, TMC Chief Mamata Banerjee, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Aam Aadmi Party's Arvind Kejriwal, and several others also saluted the Indian Armed Forces for their action. CPIM and some other parties have also hailed the operation. Amid restrictions following Operation Sindoor, more than 200 flights have been cancelled and at least 18 airports in North and West India have temporarily been closed. Air India, IndiGo, SpaceJet, Air India Express, Akasa Air and some foreign airlines have cancelled their services to and from the affected locations, including Srinagar, Leh, Jammu, Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jodhpur, Jaisalmer, Shimla and Dharamshala. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and the YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Civil defense mock drills were conducted across the country today. The exercise was aimed at assessing the operational efficacy and coordination of various civil defense measures. In Nagaland, the drill was carried out across the 10 designated civil defense districts of Dimapur, Kohima, Mokokchung, Wokha, Zuneboto, Mon, Pak, Duensang, Kifire, and Paran. Sirens were blared for 2 minutes from 6:30 p.m. The sirens were immediately followed by a blackout exercise, that is, power shutdown for 5 minutes. Mock air raids and civil defense response were staged at key locations across the state. The drill simulated multiple hostile scenarios, with officials from police and fire departments demonstrating rescue and evacuation procedures, among others. Kohima also joined the nationwide mock drill operation Abhyas exercise today. The drill began at 4 p.m. with the Nagaland Civil Secretariat area as the main operation site. The Capital Convention Center was designated as the staging area, while the incident site was marked at the DNPSC. A temporary hospital was set up at the Directorate of Social Welfare, and the demilitarized zone was established at the Directorate of Higher Education. Speaking to media persons, Kohima Deputy Commissioner Hanok Buchem said the mock drill was conducted to evaluate the state's preparedness for civil defense response.
Today, the mock drill was on the airstrike that took place in NPSC. So our exercise was involving many line departments, civil administration, police, home guards, legal, then civil supplies, and including NCC, and we had personnel from Assam Rifle also, and many other line departments. So our exercise was how do we react in a situation when we have airstrike. So we had conducted a drill and it was successfully conducted.
Mr. Buchem said the mock drill exercise simulated 10 victims with one death and the rest sustaining various kinds of injuries. The DC added that most departments were already familiar with the procedure from previous drills. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has opened its space sector to startups, entrepreneurs and young minds. He said today India has over 250 space startups and they are contributing to cutting-edge advancements in satellite technology, propulsion systems, imaging and others. In his video message for the Global Conference on Space Exploration, Mr. Modi said, India's first human spaceflight mission, Gaganyaan, highlights the nation's rising aspirations.
In coming weeks, an Indian astronaut will travel to space as part of a joint ISRO-NASA mission to the International Space Station. By 2035, the Bharatiya Antariksh Station will open new frontiers in research and global cooperation. By 2040, an Indian footprint will be on the moon.
Night curfew has been imposed in Tizit town under Mon district in view of concerns over potential disturbance to peace. According to an order issued by Additional District Magistrate Rilise Sangtam, the curfew will be in effect daily from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., covering the area from Tizit Namtola Bridge to Tekang Junction until further notice. It prohibits movement in groups, unauthorized assembly of 5 or more persons, and the carrying of weapons or objects that could be used as weapons, such as sticks, rods, dowels, or stones. The order has warned that any violations will result in prosecution under applicable laws. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning over the northeastern states till Sunday. The department said fairly widespread to widespread light moderate rainfall with gusty winds reaching 50 km per hour is likely over the region during the next 5 days. To end the news, the headlines again. India strikes terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir under Operation Sindoor. Leaders cutting across party lines laud Operation Sindoor. Civil defense mock drills take place across country. Nagaland joins nationwide exercise. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's Gaganyaan mission reflects nation's growing aspirations in space technology. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.